you away, Mr. President. Don't worry about it. I have tied up with a meeting in here. My God, you've been on a trip. Sit down here.
You better talk to him.
Oh, Mr. President, listen to you.
Sir.
Mr. President, I'm here today because the sister that I come with it.
Why don't you listen to me, Raines? Do you go in, too? Again, right? Yeah, how you been?
Fine, Mr. President.
Have you ever run up hills and all that sort of thing? Stronger than I ever saw.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Every time he always reminds me how old he is, and I say, oh, you're a kid.
Well, I have a lot of things going for me. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
I don't
plan to overeat. I'm on the bed at least 9 hours a night.
Do you sleep, though? Can you sleep that long?
Yes, I train myself to do that. I learned as a young man that if you can rest that heart, it needs it. You could really be an old man. Now, these things are not necessarily by choice, but it's just a good advice that I've been following for many years. I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to overeat. But it's pretty much business today.
Listen, you're the hardest working member of Congress.
I do really put in my center flower.
Because
is good. And what they do, they went on to Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. They fought it, lock, stock, and barrel. Then when President Duque was here, I think he spent about 4 minutes with him. And he listened patiently. So I set up a meeting, and I flew over to him. And I must say that the man was very cordial. I called the former Governor James A. Nolan, your enthusiastic supporters. I called the governor of my state, Ed Edwards, and asked him if they'd accompany me on this trip. I didn't go to the other expense. But I flew over, went to Saigon. We had a two-hour meeting with him, went into great detail. He had finance minister, foreign minister, economic minister there. And President Duque bought this lock, stock, and barrel reservation or equivocation. He said yes, on a concessionary basis, and I understand, so it's pretty low. And I repeated myself several times. And I was so sure that having the endorsement of Secretary Wiker, he said, I have a person I'm talking to, that yes, we should get on that basis. Now, he said, economic aid, yes, it'll be on a long-term basis. And on your MAG part, your military assistance, that would be on the long terms and be on a repayment. But that part, it comes out of the defense appropriate for both of these articles for the evidence and defense. But one is in the Defense Department, the other is in the MAG part. He's willing to take that. Went on and had a meeting with President Carter and have a very strong economy there. They said, perfectly willing to raise 78 on a 15-year basis, 10-year grace year, 1% a year for the next 10 years. So I can assure you that the word that I'd like to use, certainly you're ready for it, that the President Duque is absolutely agreeable to it without reservation or hesitation, and he understood perfectly well what we were doing. And he was so pleased over my trip that his economic minister went back to Hong Kong with me. And it's wrapped up. Please, with it. Now, the very fact.
Let me interrupt for that, Paolo. You see, when we got to begin talking about this thing, when you began to talk about the possibility of providing aid for North Vietnam, and when Otto got the notion that sooner or later there was going to be a proposal, so we got a peace, we're going to have an aid program for North Vietnam.
It's like later.
But the devil
is going to call you any time.
But
we won't ask you unless we get a real peace. Go ahead.
But the position he took was, the only way I'm going to get a bill through, it's going to be my responsibility, and if he doesn't take the leadership, that's where the damn thing has got to start with his committee, we're not going to get through. So they're going to have a very generous, maybe a no-interest loan or some kind of a deal, something rather than outright give to these people, all these friends are saying that again. So, well, then, we had to go over to our building because my people, they threw up their hands, Maury Williams and the rest of the people, that was something new. Well, he convinced them, partly because he's out of investment and they knew damn well they weren't going to get any other way. They talked to Rogers and McPorter and the people up there, and they agreed that this made some sense. It wasn't impossible. I made a trip to Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. First on our passage, I say to the ambassador what I thought the situation was, if we were going to get the kind of the quantity of aid that we regard, this is probably the way it's going to have to be. Talked to and his finance minister and his economic minister, caused him no problems. Talked to Lon Nol and that stupid government of his, caused him no problems. I recognize everything you say about they ever getting repaid, but this is also true of all the loans that we made to very poor countries. They do well to pay their interest.
Yeah.
And because Savannah Fuma impressed me very much. I've never been to Vietnam before. Very able guy, and this caused them no problems. Reported that back to Bill, and in the meantime, when Chu came, and he was invited by Chu, so the wires came in 10 days ago or less from Bunker. He understood from the Chu government that Fastman was coming. I knew he was coming. I knew that he told me that the Vietnamese ambassador here had invited him after the president had left on behalf of his government and that he was going, but it hadn't fed into our diplomatic system. And he went. The only point I wanted to make that it was the aid to North Vietnam that you told me, if you had to get it
year to this spot before you introduce
$160 billion in our resources. And this deceased, 56,000. Wounded, 303. So I give the cost. And I do the same thing to Korea. Now, I'm going to leave this report. Now, this is the way I make my deal, too. With cold-blooded statistics, you can't go back and discount this improvement, Mr. John.
Hello, Dr.
Kissinger. Good to see you, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is the way you do it, Bill. Just as sure as we sit in the room, sir, you can't get this bill through on the basis of something important. It has to be a loan. Because the assessment you have in housing funds, and make no mistake about it, you can find us 22 members who voted for it, and will not vote for it. Now, I have never voted for a dime in foreign aid authorization. I always vote against the authorization. Privilege comes responsibilities. When it's authorized, it comes to my committee, then of course I work it over, usually reduce it, and I vote for it. But I told Dr. Hammond that on account of the situation we find ourselves in, that for the first time this year, I am going not only vote for the authorization, I'm asking for time and speed for it, but I'm going to bring out the investment there. Now let's be here realistic about this. It isn't the way that I want it, you want it. It's cold-blooded facts that, let's say, the European nations Marshall Plan cost us $38 billion grant. Now, sometimes hindsight, but in the foresight, I've just spent one of these concessions on the basis 10-year grace period, no interest. The next 10 years, 1%. They would have just now been about 6 years into that period, 3% a year, and we could have used it because they're waxing fat as well. Now, of course, you mustn't send one out necessarily. You'd have to make this thing all inclusive, but make no mistake about it. Korea is able to move over on a concessionary loan basis 50 years, no interest, 10-year grace period. And President Park accepted it readily without any reservation whatsoever. President Liu did likewise. This bill of goods has been sold. Now, of course, you wouldn't want to put your investment in Laos or Cambodia of this kind of a loan, but you have to make it all inclusive. I mentioned to Dr. Hammond, it's perfectly reasonable that you couldn't put family planning. It has to be a grant age, or technically it must contain on a grant basis. And the only thing I'm talking about...
Well, all the humanitarian support, the refugees...
I'm talking about the two big pieces. Now, let's have a look at it. Regardless of what we may find ourselves in front of in the future, if you bring Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, and Korea in on a loan basis, if and when the time comes, we must look at North Korea. Again, 77% grant to start with, simply because of the no interest for the entire period. And you can get this through the Congress. I'm going to take a personal interest in it. I don't believe that you can, this year, get a foreign aid bill through the Congress. Check closely, and you can just count votes in the time you come out of Dr. Anderson, maybe with the people who support the facts will not vote for it this time. But if you sugarcoat that bill, it's going to be a lot easier to swallow. Now, after discussing it with Bill and Dr. Kissinger, and I got tremendous encouragement from Dr. Hammond because these nations told him they were ready to take it on a loan basis, and based up on my interest in the Nixon administration, my respect for Dr. Hammond here, and have declared the ball for you in the past, I said, okay, I'm going to take the ball and I'm going to run. So I go all the way out to Korea to be sure, to be no misunderstanding, it to be verified by through the ambassador here. I go at my own expense. I didn't pay my expense out there. I go over and never been treated so cordial. I spent 2 hours and I gave one of these 7-course, 9-course luncheons in the private dining room. He's an awful nice fellow. And the skin agrees, and if this becomes a part of Nixon's doctrine, it's going to be on a loan basis, not a grant basis, you're going to shake the Congress up a little bit, and you're going to place yourself in a position where we can get this legislation through. And I just believe that you know, Dr. Hanna, you work with me, that I am effective. I don't go around tooting on the horn, but the record speaks for itself. I've been able to cut the bill, and I had to go off the attack 2 years ago, Mr. This is for you to put up and back away from me. If your mama will be there too damaged, you
keep it afraid of the face that the baby buried.
Sir, how does Dr. Morgan feel about this?
Well, now, Dr. Morgan, the finest man, he told me it was a equivocation that he was for it.
All right. I was out late getting in from Far East, and I didn't know that you were going to have a meeting here. I'm going to leave you then hell, because I was so tired after 20 hours on the
bus. That's right, the meeting.
But I came to the office, and here's a notice you're going to have a meeting. Too late for me to come then. But I don't care the ball for you. And I just hope that we can do a little check. Dr. Hammond, you talk to those people out there. You know they're ready for the support on a loan basis. Unless they're just analyzed the same.
I think
it makes it easier for the Congress to approve it. And it makes it easier for me then. I don't know how effective it'll be. I can only tell you I've been effective in the past. That I'm going to go on that floor fighting for the authorization bill, and I've never voted for it. There's only one part of the aid that you may still have to run to the bathroom. That's a piece for you to abolish that. I'd switch my party affiliation within an hour. If there's anything that should be abolished, there's a confounded peace for you. Try it. What are you doing? Yeah. I'll do it for you this year if you don't fight for some cars.
The point I want to make, Henry Biscuit, how
you know I'm excited about this thing because you're in trouble with this Florida aid bill. There's a way I can salvage this bill. I'm using that word I. I know what I can do. I have delivered in the past. And I'm doing this because I'm supporting the Nixon administration even on yesterday. I think this is ridiculous, this bill, but it's
well, let me just say again, also, I bring Kissinger up today, Dr. Kissinger, that you get into this business of a loan rather than a grant when it was clear that it looked like we had a ceasefire and there was going to be a requirement to find X billions of dollars for aid for North Vietnam. And this is why you began to take the notion that if you had to get this thing through the Congress, the first time you talked to me, you said that the only way I'm going to get an aid bill through the Congress with aid to North Vietnam is we're going to have to tie it to so that the development loans and will be, or that the bulk of the program, the reconstruction program, will be on these no-interest or low-interest loans. But I don't want Henry to get that. That's what you got.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the chairman. Now he's going to give you a report. I'm a little bit angry because I don't like to halfway do a job. But there's no failure charge to me, and I say, look, you better be. As a successful business line, there's been no